One of High Country Sisaragam. I'm Dorothy, and I'm still at Killingham at the lovely photo exhibition, and joined by Peter, who, well, basically has, well, yeah, it's your, those are your pictures.
These are postcards which I've collected, and I started collecting postcards about 30 years ago now. I started collecting postcards of Killingham and Burswick, which is close to where I live, and gradually I was attending postcard fairs, and I was coming across lovely postcards of Patrington, Widnsea, Easington, Spurn Point, in fact all of Holderness. So now I've extended my collecting to include all the villages of southeast Holderness.
Yeah, and how many have you got by now?
Well, I think in total there'll be about 500 or 600 on display, but then I must have, including Widnsea postcards, which there are thousands, I suppose about 3,000 or 4,000 postcards.
Where do you keep them at home?
I take them out of these large display frames, and I keep them all in special folders, which each folder is made out of plastic, and it has like a special pocket that you keep the card in. So really 3,000 postcards doesn't actually take up a great deal of room. And then obviously when the show season starts, I bring them out and display them at various shows, vintage rallies, and anywhere really who would like to see them.
Pretty cool. And what is your favourite one?
I can't really say I've got a favourite one, but I suppose one of the rarest postcards I have is the army just coming out of Paul Fort when it was a working fort, which is quite a rare card, and in all the years collecting I've never seen one similar, and speaking to other collectors, no one else has seen one either, so I suppose you could say that's a favourite. But it depends where you live, and really I can't say I've got a favourite postcard.
No. Okay, and where can we see you next?
Probably it'll be at the Heritage Weekend at Wellick, and I'll be taking my collection, and they usually have me exhibiting in the church at Wellick.
I see. And if you think about today, I mean, it's still early, but what do you think? Have many people popped in to see it and ask you maybe questions about it?
Oh, certainly the postcards do cause a lot of interest, especially people who bring their children, and they maybe see a photograph of where their grandparents lived, and obviously they talk to their children, and yes, they do arouse a lot of interest, a lot more than I thought they would when I first started exhibiting. I thought I would only get a handful of people, but you know, we definitely get a lot of people in, and they seem to cause a lot of interest. And the feedback I get from the public is very good, so that's why I continue doing it.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for giving me that huge amount of information about it. Well, I actually enjoy it as well, because it looks really interesting with all the old kind of pictures. So yeah, well done. Good job.
Okay.
So thanks a lot for giving me the interview. And now back to the studio to 105.3 Seaside FM. I'm Doris Iran.